A federal judge has found Greenpeace in contempt for blocking the path of an Arctic drilling vessel trying to make its way from Portland, Oregon to Alaska. John Ryan reports from station KUCB in Unalaska, Alaska.
13 climbers suspended beneath a bridge on the Willamette River forced a Shell icebreaker to return to its dock Thursday morning. Judge Sharon Gleason in Anchorage then fined Greenpeace $2,500 for every hour its climbers blocked the icebreaker's path. The fine doubles on Friday and goes up to $10,000 an hour over the weekend. The icebreaker Fenica has been in a Portland shipyard since Saturday for repairs. The Fenica got a 3-foot gash in its hull as it left Unalaska for its Arctic Ocean drilling site 4 weeks ago. Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino says the company respects the right to protest its operations as long as protests are safe and legal. She says the Portland protest is neither. Thursday afternoon, Greenpeace director Annie Leonard said for now the protesters are staying in place. She said Greenpeace respects the courts, but it also respects the science that says Arctic oil needs to stay in the ground. I'm John Ryan in Unalaska, Alaska.